Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined on the air in the studio by Simone Johnson, the new Color City Growers Garden Coordinator, and welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to see you here. So you're a gardener. You're a person of the earth. You like that stuff.
Yes.
When did that start? Have you always, as a child, been interested in gardening?
I think in late high school, I really got into farming. There was this farm 20 minutes away in Staten Island, and I volunteered, and I also volunteered with City Harvest there. I don't know how I got involved into farming. I just, like, found myself in that world, and then it went on from there.
So do you garden when you say you garden? So is it vegetables? Is it artistic gardening? Is it, what kind of gardening do you do?
Well, I've always just learned on other farms. I think it was one year where I actually had my own plot in a friend's yard. But I'm really interested in growing root vegetables because I like going into the soil and pulling out potatoes and just all types of roots. And I want to grow herbs and flowers. And I'm also interested in growing seed crops because I'm really interested in seed stewardship.
And so everything you do, is it organic?
Yes. I would say organic, sustainable agriculture.
So you're going to be doing that here in Troy. You're going to be doing gardening. Tell us about the gardening you'll be doing here for us.
I'm going to be helping out with the garden and picking up from what the last farmers were doing. And still connecting with them about what they've been working on. Yeah, and just right now we're talking about the hoop house and what that could be like. You know, what can we do with the hoop house and the community?
You mean the house that's made of hoops, like a greenhouse?
It's different from a greenhouse, but it's just that large structure. I don't know if, you know, when you walk past the garden, you'll see this large structure.
And that's the garden just down from the sanctuary.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Brilliant. So what else do you do? I mean, do you have an education in gardening, or is this something you picked up yourself?
It's something I picked up for myself, but I did learn later on in life that my dad's actually a farmer and an herbalist, and I'm also interested in herbalism, and I never knew that. So that's like, maybe the genetics thing is something, you know? And I feel like it's a big part of my life. I've moved for it. To be involved more with it. I've taken classes for farming. It's just something I'm really interested in.
And you were in Arizona for a while.
I was. I was there for around 5 months, trying to see if that was a place I wanted to live. It's beautiful there, but it's definitely different than what I grew up with in Staten Island, in the city. The landscape is different, the plants.
Well, it's quite sandy soil. I mean, it's dry, isn't it? I don't know. I've never been to Arizona.
Well, I actually lived in Arizona for 3 years, so it really does depend where you live. But a lot of it is desert, and particularly, of course, if you live in Phoenix, the right time of the year is just about now because it's nice and warm. But so how did you make your way to Troy, New York, and the Sanctuary for Independent Media and the Collard City Growers?
Well, that's a really great question. So I've been moving around a lot, trying to, as I said before, my life's just, I'm just trying to find a place to grow food. And I originally learned about the Sanctuary for Independent Media because I think it was last year I did a workshop for Uptown Summer Youth. And I have a friend here named Ellie Irons, who's a really amazing artist. And so I just from knowing Ellie and being connected to the Sanctuary from last year, I made my way here. It was really spontaneous. So.
Oh, that's good. Sometimes those are the best.
Well, you also mentioned, I believe, City Harvest.
Mm-hmm.
I actually ran the Hunger Action Network for 28 years. So
wow.
What did you do for City Harvest?
Well, it was in high school, and it's so funny because the person I was working with, her name is Susan Fowler in Staten Island, and it's just like a full circle because I was working with her in high school, and like I don't know, 10, 12 years later, she's the person who graciously like built a plot for me in her front yard and bought soil because she knew how much I was like, where can I grow food? Please, someone, please help me. And but we were just, we would go to some project housing buildings and we would pass out food. And that's what we would do. From what I can remember, I'm sure there was more to it, but that's what we did.
You also have other talents. I mean, you spoke about the artists. You were also an artist of sorts?
Yes, I describe myself as an interdisciplinary artist. I'm really into dance and visual art, but I like dabbling in different things. And yeah, I think most of my art focuses on the environment.
So how does dance connect with the environment to you?
Well, lately, I mean, there was one workshop I did about trees and, like, you know, how can you embody trees and the mycelium network. I'm really into climate change these days. And so, you know, how can you combine climate change and movement together? And I recently went to a soils and art festival that was held by the New York City Urban Soils Institute, where I did a performance about like soil and time and cycles. So just like playing around.
It's really fascinating. Good for you.
Thank you.
So you're going to create a dance for the climate movement up here?
That would be great. That'd be cool.
Maybe with some trees. We actually talked about our first event having trees. So we could encompass trees and art and dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. That I feel like, I don't know if this sounds weird to people, but I feel like we can learn so much from trees. And how
do trees talk to one another?
I think they do talk to each other through that mycelium network. I read in this book, I think, The Secret Life of Trees, that trees share resources with each other, like nutrients. They send signals to each other. It was like that, but that book is really great.
I understand you're also a big seed collector. What do you hope to do with that?
I am into seed stewardship. I'm still learning about it. I've been studying it for 3 years. I just happened to... It's just interesting. Of all my years in the farming world, no one ever pointed out seeds to me until 3 years ago and how they're really one of the foundations of agriculture. And just learning more about seeds and GMOs and saving seeds.
There's a couple of seed banks, aren't there, in this country? I know that they're saving seeds because of the fear that we'd be losing those species, I guess. Do you call them species if they're a seed?
Well, I also understand that some of the seed banks, they put it in maybe in the Arctic because this would never melt, and it melted. And so seed banks are, in fact, are under threat from climate change.
Which is really interesting. It's like no escape.
What does it mean to plant a seed to you?
That could be an existential question. Planting a seed, planting dreams, planting visions, planting a seed to grow food, save food. You know, there's so much for that question.
Yeah. I suppose you're a vegetarian.
No, I like lamb because it has a lot of iron. Okay.
So if people want to get involved with College City Growers, is there an opportunity to do so?
There definitely is. We're talking about community work parties that are going to happen on Sundays from 1 to 4. There's going to be an incubator on November 19th where we're talking about, like, what can we do with the hoop house? How can we use the hoop house to generate money, and how could that help the community? So there's lots of opportunities to get involved. We're looking for volunteers.
And it's just down the street here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And who does this food feed now?
The food feeds, you know, I'm really new here, but I'm guessing the food feeds the immediate community.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's wonderful to have you here, Simone, and thanks so very much for coming along. And we'll look forward to working with you as the new garden coordinator. Thank you.
Thank you. It was great talking. Great.